Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
The Sports Buzz is brought to you by Mancini Sleep World. They invite you to rest easy during their tax-free mattress sale. Enjoy huge savings on top-brand quality mattresses. Visit sleepworld.com. All right, it's Friday. It's our NFL Picks divisional round, and I've got the guys from Sports Meets Beer with me. You can find their podcast on the internet, Google Play, iTunes. Of course, they have all the socials, Facebook and Twitter as well. We've got Ben in studio, Brad on the phone. Welcome back, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Danny.
Merry New Year to you.
Although I'm not very happy. Let's not kid ourselves. Third place does not have a good taste in my mouth 2 years consecutive.
This race here is getting pretty tight, if I do say so myself. Brad's at 29 and 15. I'm at 28 and 16. And Ben's at 23 and 21. But I'm a little afraid because I don't have Jimmy Garoppolo to back. That was my savior. I just picked the Niners every week for nice. The past 5 weeks, and that's how I got there. So I won't have that
even
opportunity.
Even in games they weren't even playing in.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Browns and Bengals. I'm picking Garoppolo. Yes. All right.
Would have liked to have picked Garoppolo, but nobody picked up the phone in New England, apparently.
All right, so divisional weekend, we'll go first with Falcons at Eagles. Ben, do you want to take that one first?
I'll be happy to take that one on. You had asked me 6 or 7 weeks ago about that. I would have easily gone Eagles. Wentz was rolling that.
Yeah.
Nick Foles, not so much. I mean, they're playing okay, but don't have the same energy they once had. This is going to be not an easy win, but they're going to come through. You know, the Falcons are rolling. They're playing well. And I think they're going to go through and just destroy him.
All right, Brad.
The Falcons have been my nemesis this year. Every time regardless of how I pick a game that they're in, it always comes in incorrect, including week 17 of the year, where my pick was, I'm going with the Saints because the Falcons have always screwed me. And then the freaking Falcons won. But I'm kind of with Ben on this one. You know, you saw what Atlanta did with a great game plan against the L.A. Rams. They really made Jared Goff look like Jared Goff from last season. I think Atlanta wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going Falcons as well. It's the opposite of what you just said in terms of picking the Falcons, because I've been picking the Falcons and they've done me good. So I'm going with the Falcons as well. I think they're the hottest team in the NFC. I think they're really the team to watch during the playoffs.
I agree.
How about Titans at Patriots? Who wants to go first? Take that really hard matchup.
Yeah, I hate Tom Brady, but they're going to win.
All right, crack analysis. Brad.
That's coming from all the way in third place, ladies and gentlemen.
Tennessee last week was out of the game, and then they were in the game. It took Travis Kelce getting hurt. It took Andy Reid being Andy Reid. And it took kind of a questionable fumble return for a touchdown call for them to win that game. They ran it for 156 yards against the Chiefs on the road. The Chiefs defense is not good against the run, but guess what? Neither is New England's. New England is 31st in the league against the run. That having been said, even if they give the ball to Derrick Henry like 35 times, because DeMarco Murray's a no-go, they give the ball to Derrick Henry 35 times, they still have to figure out a way to stop Tom Brady on the other side. And I just think we've seen Dick LeBeau defenses get torched by Brady and Gronkowski and tight end strong offenses before. In fact, we saw Jimmy Garoppolo do it to them. I think this game is closer than you think, because I just think Tennessee wins the time of possession battle. But I think ultimately New England ends up winning this game.
Yeah, it's a clean sweep for the Patriots. To me, the Titans fell into the playoffs.
Yes.
And I don't...
Like catching their own pass.
Well, that too. Not only during the regular season did they fall into the playoffs. We'll continue on more with our divisional round playoff picks next.